button to Aspen High School as the boys get ready to tangle with the skiers. Delta Panthers basketball is presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. We're going to pause real quick for the national anthem, and I'll be right back with my pregame. The boys scored their first league victory at Roaring Fork on Saturday, beating the Rams 58-48. Tucker Johnson led the way with 13 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals, with Hunter Goff pouring in 11 points off the bench. The Skiers are undefeated, ranked 4th in 3A, and coming off a home victory over North Fork on Friday, 48-16. This senior-heavy squad, led by the Corpella brothers, Shea Corpella averages almost 19 points a game, while Braden Corpella leads the team in rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks. Team is all seniors, with Tommy Franceschi being the lone freshman on the team. Take a look at the lineups now, sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Take a look at the non-starters for Delta. Number 1, Joe Grisales. Number 4, Connor Workman. Number 11, Diego Gutierrez. Number 12, Ryland Bynum. Number 21, Brendan Bayer. Number 33, Hunter Goff. The starters, number 2, Johnny Gossie. Number 5, Braden Sprout. Number 10, Landon Clay. Number 15, Tucker Johnson. And number 22, Easton Bear. The non-starters for Aspen, number 2, David Nunez. Number 5, Sergio Ruiz Zuniga. Number 14, Braden Corpella. Number 15, Ansel Whitley. Number 20, Quinn McKee, and number 22, Tommy Franceschi. Number 11, Torin Malone, and number 10, Josh Ford, the starters for Aspen. Number 0, Shea Corpella. Number 1, Benjamin Gadomski. Number 3, Lucas Lee. Number 12, Porter Lee. And number 21, Simon Holloway. All these names should be familiar from over the years as this team has come up. Like I said, all seniors except for the one freshman getting ready for the Taco Time tip-off. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So Aspen will control the tip. Gadomski gets it off to Shea Corpella. They work it around the perimeter. Gadomski, Corpella. Head coach Corey Parker says they like to move the ball around quite a bit, work their offense. As Corpella now looks to drive, he's going to kick it back out. This one goes to Porter Lee. Lee now drives the lane, and he will be fouled. I believe that's going to be the first foul called on Easton Bear. So Porter Lee to the line for a Greg and Christy Stratman. Remax Mountain West free throw. couple of them, Greg and Christy Stratman with RE/MAX Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate, experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs, 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. Lee makes them both, and now they're going to go with some 3-2, some full-court pressure now as Delta breaks the press, and Tucker Jay throws it away, trying to find Easton Bear underneath the basket. It goes out of bounds. Again, Aspen leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. I'm going to apologize right out of the gate as I decided to sit up on the track that's above the court, and I get up here, and lo and behold, I can't see the game clock. So I'll try to make do the best I can. Delta's got the ball now. They move left to right, and they try to work it underneath to Easton Bear. His shot's blocked. Aspen going back the other way, and they're going to save it from going out of bounds, but it goes right into Easton Bear's hands, so Delta will have the ball again. Delta back on their side of the court. They work it to Johnson at the top of the key. Now Gossine. Gossine back at midcourt. Gossine moves to his right, picks up a screen from Tucker Jay. Tucker Jay, Fernand in creation, free ball, and Delta's on the board with the lead, 3-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Propella, long pass over to Gadomski. Now the top of the key in Porter Lee. Lee dishes it out to Shea Propella. Propella in the paint. They go underneath. That shot is going to be partially blocked by Tucker Johnson. Lucas Lee not able to make it. They work it in the paint. And now underneath him, that ball is going to be stolen. And I think Easton Bear is going to be tallied with his second foul. 3-2 Delta on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Early on here in the first quarter. Corpella. They work it inside to Simon Holloway. Ball nearly stolen, but Lee able to get it back. Now over to Gadomski, and in creation, three ball, no good. Holloway all over Easton Bears. Easton pulls down that rebound. Sprout to Gossine, and then dishes it to Landon Clay, and Landon loses the handle. Out of bounds, turnover back to the Skiers. Gadomski will bring it across the time stripe for Aspen. He kicks it over to Corpella. Corpella picks up the screen right inside of the arc there. 15-footer, no good. Rebound by Aspen. And after a couple attempts, Porter Lee finally able to put it in the bucket. He'll go to the line for an and one. And in creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 best all-around restaurants, steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Grand Mesa Motor substitution is Connor Workman back into the game. Landon Clay is going to come up with the rebound off the missed free throw. Delta now moving the ball well as Sprout is in the paint. Turnaround jumper, 10-footer, no good. Connor Workman fights for the rebound, can't get the putback. Now Aspen, Corpella working in the paint. I thought that was a travel, not called, as he takes that Euro step. And Simon Holloway able to get the basket. Three-point advantage for Aspen, 6-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Landon Clay at the top, drives to the lane. Now they work it underneath to Bear. Easton turnaround jumper, no good. Fast break, transition. They go underneath to Lucas Lee. Can't get the shot to go. Fight for the rebound. It'll go out of bounds off of Bear. Brendan Bear now checks in for Easton with the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. I think we're about a quarter of the way through the first quarter now. Aspen leads 6-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Inbound underneath. Shot high off the glass by Holloway is good. Delta in their road greens, black numbers, and black trim. numbers outlined by the white stripe. Workman working it inside. They go underneath to Brendan Bear, misses it, gets the rebound, put back, no good, but he'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room help melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Brendan, this is the first. Tucker Johnson back in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Connor Workman back to the bench. And Brendan can't get either shot to go. Rebound Aspen. Up ahead to Corpella. Corpella with a little head fake. Now works inside. Gets to the lane. 5-foot jumper. Good. Aspen a 10-3 advantage now on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Johnny G goes high off the glass as he cuts to the basket. First 2 points for Gossine tonight. Corpella gets it in to Holloway. Holloway in the paint. Can't get it to go. Rebound Landon Clay. Clay up ahead to Sprout. Sprout back out to Gossine. And integration's three ball, no good. Rebound Brendan Bear back in the paint. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound Aspen. Corpella now kicks it back to Godomsky. Now back over to Corpella. Corpella on the right elbow. They work it around to Godomsky. Now Corpella on the right elbow. He's going to drive, and he just traveled. Not sure why that wasn't called. Godomsky ends up with a loose ball. His shot from behind the arc, no good. And now Lucas Lee dishes it off to Porter Lee. They work it inside. Now they go out to Corpella. Left elbow now back for a 10-foot jumper from Lucas Lee on the left side of the lane. No good. Now in transition up ahead to Sprout. Graydon in the lane. Can't get it to go. It's going to go out of bounds off of Aspen. And Mesa Motorsports substitution for both teams. Hunter Goff and Rylan Bynum into the game for Delta. Like it's going to be the freshman Tommy from Sheffy in for Aspen. And the Bear now, turnaround jumper no good from Johnson, rebound Goff, and they're going to call Brendan Bear for the travel as he kind of stutter steps before taking his dribble. Aspen with the basketball. Corpella directing traffic from Sheffy. Now out to Godomsky. Now they work it back to the top of the key. Now Godomsky works it inside to Franceschi. Little ball fake. Good movement by this Aspen squad. Corpella now in the right corner looking to drive. Gets to the lane. Stops. Pops. 10-foot jumper. Good. 12-5 Aspen on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Landon Clay. It's the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Quickly brings it up the court. They work it inside to Brendan Bear. Bear, the one-hander, no good. Fights for the rebound. Can't get it. Now he does. He's going to loose ball. Bear misses the turnaround jumper. No good. And I'll tell you what. These officials letting these guys play. Brendan's going to be called for the foul, though. Easily could have been called for a charge a couple seconds ago and wasn't. So Johnny Gossine will be back in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. I think we're about halfway through the first quarter, huh? Corpella brings it up, gets it off to Godomsky. Now Lucas Lee on the left wing. Back to Corpella. Corpella gets the screen from Franceschi. Now they get it back in the paint to Franceschi. Loses the handle. Loose ball. Franceschi kicks it out. And they're going to say Franceschi was on the end line and out of bounds. Turn over to Delta. So Gossine will get the ball after the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound. Gossine over to Tucker Johnson. Right corner and in creation three ball, and the lead is 4 for the Skiers on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Goff getting a little too aggressive, I think, going to be called for the foul. That'll be the first on Hunter, but the 15th foul for Delta. So Aspen will have the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. It's going to go to Gadomski. Work it over to Shea Clapella on the right side. Now back to Gadomski on the left. No, it's going to stay in the hands of David Nunes. Now Gadomski has it. Back to Clapella at the top. Clapella, they work it into the paint to Gadomski. Now underneath, now back out and around the perimeter. Clapella and in creation. Three balls good. Final minute of the first quarter, and Aspen has a 15-8 lead on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Crossover by Gottsveen, now Bynum. Bynum in the paint. Runner, no good. Rebound, Aspen. 10 seconds left. Clapella. Another A&M Creations three ball. Now it looks like there's less than 10 seconds left. Gottsveen with the basketball. Looking for the final shot. Goff. A shot at the buzzer, no good. Had a hand in his face from Francesi. So at the end of one, Aspen with a 10-point advantage, 18-8 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department of certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta will have the possession to start the second quarter. Gottsveen looking for the screen from Brendan Baer. Gottsveen, it spins in the paint, gets it to go off the glass. 4 points now for Johnny G on the evening. Aspen with the basketball. Gadomski. Tassett is it off to Clapella. Now back to Gadomski at the top. Over to Nunes. Now they work it around the perimeter. Clapella backs up toward midcourt. Now working on Gottsveen into the double team. And they're going to call Johnny G with the foul. Clapella will go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Not entirely sure what happened there, but Clapella apparently missed the free throw. 20-10 Aspen on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Hunter Goff to Johnny Gottsveen. Gottsveen outside the arc. A&M Creations three ball air balls it. Rebound Delta, Aspen. And now Clapella gets it across midcourt. Clapella tries to get it in the lane. It's going to have his pocket picked. No foul called. Clapella didn't like it. Regardless, Delta's got the ball back. Bynum over to Goff. Goff, little ball fake. Now they work it inside to Brendan Baer. Baer can't get the hook to go high off the glass. He's going to save it from going out of bounds. Nice bullet pass over to Goff. Goff. Now they work it. Try to work it back inside to Baer again, and foul is going to be called on Lucas Lee. That is the first foul on Lee and the second team foul on Aspen. Delta's got 16 fouls, by the way. And down goes the Bear. Now Gossine. They work it in the paint to Bynum. Bynum will be fouled. And Delta will maintain the possession. They're going to say it was on the shot, so Ryland to the line for two Grand Mesa, excuse me, Reagan Christie Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Third team foul on Aspen. First foul called on Franchesi. Ryland makes the first. Can't get the second to go. Franchesi with the rebound. Gossine with the steal. One on two. Puts on the brakes. Waits for his teammates to help out. This ball's going to be knocked out of bounds off of Aspen. Full line substitution now for Delta as the starters are back on the court on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Ruiz Zuniga subs in for Aspen, as does Porter Lee. Delta looking to inbound, need to get somebody open. It's going to go to Easton Bear. Bear trying to work it back inside to Johnson. Ball gets knocked away, but right back to Easton. Now Clay looks to drive. Crazy jump shot goes. That's Landon's first 2 points of the game. Delta's within 7, 20-13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Nunez with the basketball. They work it in the paint. Now back out to Rui Zuniga. Porter Lee kicks it out. Now it's Lucas Lee. Just inside the arc. Shot no good. Rebound by Easton Bear. And they're going to call the foul on, it looks like, Rui Zuniga. That'll be his first fourth team foul on Aspen. Landon Clay gets the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Picks up a screen from Johnson. Tucker over to Sprout. Sprout with a ball fake now. Little 10-foot jumper as he gets inside the arc is good. Brayton's first 2 points of the contest. Delta within 5. Porter Lee over to Nunez. Nunez, long skip pass to Rui Zuniga. They work it. Back out to Porter Lee. A&M Creations three ball no good. Rebound by Lucas Lee. And now they go back out to the perimeter due to Skiers. Now they try to work it back inside. That's Porter Lee in the paint. He gets underneath the basket and puts the biscuit in it. 22-15 Aspen on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay dishes to Sprout back on the other end. Sprout to Gossine. Johnny G. with the basketball, thinking about it. No, he's going to dribble drive. Now kicks it out to Clay for the A&M Creations. Three-ball shot, no good. Rebound, Aspen. Long pass up ahead to Porter Lee. He slams it home. The one-handed jam brings this Aspen crowd to its feet. Gossine back on the other end. Spins in the lane. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound, Easton Bear. It's blocked on the putback. Again, in transition. Franchesi tries to go for the reverse lay-in, misses. Porter Lee gets the rebound, tries to put it back with his own reverse, and he's fouled. Lee is going to go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton free throws. That'll be the first foul called on Braden Sprout. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware is 121 West Gunnison River Drive. It's truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Lee makes both of his free throws, 26-15 Aspen. Gelsine with the basketball, and he'll be fouled. It'll be the fifth team foul on Aspen. I believe this one is going to be called on Rui Zuniga. It'll be his second. Aspen with a little pressure here. Zelfa looks to inbound. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Landon Clay in the backcourt. A little crossover for Clay. Picks up the screen from Easton Bear, and he's going to lose control of the ball, tries to save it, and hucks it out of bounds instead. Turnover back to Aspen. And we're going to get a Delta Cabinet Company timeout from Rob Ames and the Panthers. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Here we are. I'm estimating about close to halfway through the second quarter, so about probably around 4 minutes until halftime. 26-15, Aspen is the score on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta's got 17 fouls. So Aspen's in the bonus. Delta's only got five right now. Aspen's only got five. Aspen with possession after the timeout. Corpella. Shea Corpella gets inside the arc into a double team, works his way around it, can't get the shot to go, and there's a rebound, and they're going to say that Easton Bear picked up his third foul. Brendan Bear quickly off the bench and in front of the scorer's table to check into this basketball game with the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Here he comes. Porter Lee to the line for 1-1. Rattles home the first Greg and Christy Stratman. Remax Mountain West free throw. And can't get the back end of the 1-1. Tucker Johnson with the rebound. Landon Clay across half court over to Gossine into the right corner and Sprout. Sprout with the ball fake. Now they're going back around to the left. Working inside to Bear. Brendan back out to Gossine. Gossine over to Sprout in the right corner. Now Tucker J. Now Bear underneath. Hoop and the harm. Brendan to the line for one. Greg and Christy Stratton in Remax Mountain West free throw. Good mall movement by the Panthers. Connor Workman will check back into the game for Delta with the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Free throw rattles in and out, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Aspen. There's a couple of skiers fought for the rebound, and instead it trickles out of bounds. Tucker Johnson with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound to Gossine. To Clay, back to Gossine. A information. Three ball, no good. Rebound Aspen. Rui Zuniga to Corpella. Corpella across midcourt. Corpella, a little head fake. Steps inside the arc and drains it. 29-17 Aspen on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Bullet pass to Workman across the court. Now back to Gossine on the left elbow. Now Clay, they were trying to work it into the paint to Bear. Brendan back out to Clay. Now underneath to Johnson, who has his shot blocked. Gadomski in transition looking for the layup, and he's going to be hammered by Landon Clay. They're going to say it was on the floor. So I thought it should have been a 1-1. Oh, I bet they called the jump ball is what it was. Corpella from the left corner for three, though. Great hustle on that last play by Clay to force the jump ball. The Taco Time jump ball. As Delta has it back on the other end. Gossine answers with a A&M creates a three ball of his own. Johnny G with seven on the night. Kadomski with the basketball for Aspen. Shea Capella drives to the lane. Shot no good. Rebound Hunter Goff. Working it around the perimeter now is Delta Gustine. Tries to work it in underneath to Workman. Instead it goes to Bear, who loses the handle, and Aspen comes up with the steal. 12-point advantage for the Skiers now. I think there's about 1 minute before halftime as Aspen makes a 35-20 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay to Workman, out to Gustine at the top. Johnny G directing traffic, looking for the screen from Bear. Clay back to Gustine. Gustine, they try to work it in the paint to Brendan. Bear off the glass, can't get it to go. The shot was a little offline. Got less than 60 now here before halftime. As Aspen's trying to work it in the paint, shot no good. Rebound Aspen, they kick it back out. Hotella at the top of the key, and information three ball is good. Clay inbounds it to Gustine with the Daddy Steven machine inbound. Gustine, little crossover, tries to go underneath to a cutting Workman, and Workman just could not get there in time. Ryland Bynum checks back into the game with the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. 38-20 Aspen on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Less than 30 now before halftime. Corpella, another A&M creation, three ball, and it's good. Clay across half court. Dishes to Goff. Goff to Gustine. Gustine. A&M creation, three ball, no good. Rebound. Clay at the buzzer. Can't get it to go. So at the half, Aspen leads 41-20 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We'll take a break, and when we come back, I will have some Panther Pride for you here at halftime. Halftime brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. This is DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. We'll take that break now. And again, when we come back, some Panther Pride for you. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jefferson River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Greg and Christy Stratton, 3X Mountain West. A combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate. Experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratton today for your real estate needs. 970-234-4734. A&M Creations on Main in Delta. Voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Mm-hmm. Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Brand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Brand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Brand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
Welcome back to Aspen High School here at halftime. I'm Mark Cantor. And we're going to take a look now at some Panther Pride, sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware, 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Take a look at girls swimming first. They won their meet on Friday, which means Delta has won both of their home meets this year, so they swept them. Good on their part. The get you some results here. They had two placing teams in the top 10 of the 200-yard medley relay. They took first and seventh. And in the 200-yard individual medley, Jillian Carlson was first, and Isabella Belfus was fourth. Harlan Gray was sixth, and Grace Houseworth was seventh. Delta also had Brooklyn Minninger place ninth, and Taryn Walcott place 11th. In the 50-yard freestyle, Grace Henderson placed third, Adasha Payne placed fourth, and Brianna Vizcara placed fifth for the Panthers. Carly Egging also placed seventh in that event. Brianna Vizcara placed first in the 100-yard butterfly. Grace Henderson was fifth in the 100-yard freestyle. In the 500-yard freestyle, Isabella Belfus placed first. In the 200-yard freestyle relay, Delta placed third and fifth, as well as eighth and ninth. They had four teams in that, all placing in the top 10. In the girls' 100 backstroke, Brooklyn Minninger placed seventh, Carly Egging placed eighth, and Harlan Gray placed 10th. Jillian Carlson placed first in the 100-yard breaststroke. Jelena Gibson was fifth in that race. CeCe Houseworth was sixth. In the 400 freestyle relay, Delta did not compete. So those were the swimming results from Friday. So Delta taking first at home, owning their home pool. That's always a good thing to do. So hopefully we'll have a member of the girls' swim team on in the near future for Panther Pride, as we are going to be returning to the Panther Den for a stint of games here coming up in the next couple of weeks. Moving on to wrestling. Wrestling was at the Rumble in the Rockies and Rifle on Saturday and won all their duels, defeating Basalt, Eagle Valley, Grand Valley, Grand Junction, and Coleridge, Dawson, Drozdick, Tim Horn, Rip Lockhart, and Gus Butler all were undefeated on the day. And Speech and Debate took second in Canyon City on Saturday. Hope to get members of all those teams on Panthers Pride coming up in the very near future. So we will take a break. I'll come back with some halftime stats. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball presented by Jerry Iyer, State Farm Insurance.
Taco Jan is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared, old-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Jan, 707 Main in Delta. Newer pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Healthy Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorsGo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Modern Appliance, serving Western Colorado with top-of-the-line appliances for over 72 years. Go see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs.
Okay, back with you here at halftime. Take a look at some halftime statistics for you. Tucker Johnson's got 6 points and two rebounds. Johnny Gustine, 7 points, an assist and a steal. Braden Sprout has a couple of points. Landon Clay, a couple of points and three rebounds. Connor Workman has a rebound. Looks like Brendan Bear's got a rebound. Easton Bear's got a rebound. And Hunter Goff with the rebound. Easton and Brendan both working hard underneath the basket, and they just can't get their shots to fall. So see what happens here in the second half as we wind down halftime. Aspen leads 41-20 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Of course, Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So Delta looks like going to have their starters back on the court. That's Clay, Sprout, Johnson, Gustine, and Bear. I imagine the Spears will be the same, with Shane Corpella, Gadomski, Lucas Lee, Porter Lee, and Simon Holloway. I'm not sure Shane Corpella took a seat that entire first half. Spears with the ball to start the second half. It's going to be Gadomski. So Lucas Lee on the right elbow. Lee, guarded by Clay, dribbles into a triple team, kicks it back out to Gadomski. 10-footer no good, and Sprout comes up with the rebound. Sprout across half court, now in transition, has his shot blocked. Back on the other end, and Corpella is going to be fouled as he goes to the hoop. He'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, RE/MAX Mountain West free throws. Greg and Christy Stratman with RE/MAX Mountain West, a combined 41 years of experience selling Delta County real estate, experience and expertise to get the job done. Call Greg or Christy Stratman today for your real estate needs, 970-234-4734 or 970-216-0274. So Corpella makes the first. And the second. Aspen leads 43-20 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Ball almost stolen as Delta tries to work it up. They get it underneath to Bear, and he finally gets one to fall. First 2 points for Easton in the game. Delta now moving right to left. Aspen left to right. Work it in the paint and do the Spears. Now, back out to Gadomski. Gadomski underneath to Simon Holloway. Holloway can't get his shot to fall. Porter Lee with the rebound, and Delta's going to force the soccer time jump ball. They will have possession. Scotty Steele, machine inbound, goes to Clay. Clay picks up the screen from Johnson. Just inside the arc is Lando. Shot no good. Rebound Bear. Easton kicks it out to Jocene. And in Tracy's three ball, no good. Johnson with the rebound steps back, and the 15-footer is good from Tucker. 8 points now on the evening for Tucker J. Work it in the paint. Do the Spears. Now back out to Lee. Lee, runner in the lane. No good, but he'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman at Remax Mountain West free throws. Hair designers and nails will make you look good, offering most salon needs, including styling, cutting, color, and perms. For men, women, and children, they also offer manicures, pedicures, acrylic gels, and dip nails, plus body and face waxing, facial teeth whitening, and spray tans. Call for an appointment today, 874-1818, or stop by 25 Stafford Lane for hair designers and nails. Porter Lee misses both his free throws, but Simon Holloway tracks down the rebound, and Aspen will have another chance at this here. Propella trying to get by, now kicks it out to Lucas Lee. Lucas now to Gadomski. Now they try to work it inside to Porter Lee. Now back out to Gadomski, and they're going to call a foul away from the ball. This one's going to be on Hunter Goff. Delta with three team fouls now in the third quarter, second on Hunter. And now an explanation on how Hunter should guard and to not pick up the foul. And that shot going to be blocked by Easton Bear and go out of bounds as Aspen had the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. They go into Corpella. Corpella looks to split the double team, gets it in the paint, now back out. The 15-foot jumper from Lucas Lee is good. And now Aspen, with some full court pressure, Easton Bear all alone underneath, gets the bucket. 45-26 Aspen on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Tucker Johnson nearly gets the steal, but Aspen able to maintain possession. Lucas Lee, 15-footer, rattles in and out, no good. Rebound by Holloway, the putback good. Two-one-two pressure now from Aspen as Clay tries to get it across the time stripe. Passes off to Johnson. Tucker J, Hunter Goff in the left corner, shot no good. This one's going to go out of bounds off of Aspen as Porter Lee touched it as it caromed off the rim. Connor Workman and Brendan Bear come in for the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitutions for Delta. Delta with the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound. Inbound goes to Clay. Now Goff, turnaround jumper in the lane, gets the shooter's roll. Hunter's first 2 points. Workman now trying to defend Capella. Corpella's going to lose the basketball, but a foul going to be called at the basket. Looks like on Workman. That'll be Connor's first, I believe. 14 foul on Delta. Dowdy Steel Machine inbound goes to Porter Lee. They work it underneath the basket to Holloway, and the high percentage shot is good. Landon Clay almost turns this over. Tucker Johnson gets it back. Goes underneath to Goff. Goff off the glass. It's good. Hunter's got four. Back the other direction now. 49-30 Aspen on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Lucas Lee works inside to Holloway. Now back out to Gadomski for an A&M Creations three ball. Workman
Long pass up the court. It's going to be intercepted by Godomsky. Tickletella, long and in creation. Three balls, no good. This one's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Aspen. Johnny Gustine will be back in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for Delta. 52-30. Aspen on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Gustine dishes to Goff. Goff, little ball fake. Picks up his dribble. Now Gustine in the right side. Back to Goff. Working inside the bear. Brendan kicks it out to Johnson. Johnson with an and creation three ball. Tucker with 11 on the night. Lucas Lee on the right elbow. Had a wide open look. He gets it over to Godomsky. Godomsky just inside the arc. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound, Brendan Bear. Justine with the ball across the time stripe. Looking to drive. Now backs back out. It's on the right side. Now a cutting. Johnson can't get the floater to go in the lane. And rebound by Aspen. Lucas Lee. Long skip pass to Godomsky. And in creation, three ball, no good. And a foul is going to be called. I think this is going to go to on Workman. It'll be his second, as Porter Lee was looking for that rebound. That'll be the 15th foul for the Panthers. Ryland Bynum into the game. The Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Looks like we're going to have a Delta Cabinet Company timeout by Aspen. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company's been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Taco Chimes, a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Order for open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So it'll be Bynum, Workman, Gussie, Brendan Bear, and Johnson on the floor for the Panthers out of the timeout. And 6 players on the floor for Aspen, and they're trying to figure out why that's going on. Officials have not signaled for a substitution yet, and they will not. Inbound goes to Porter Lee. Turnaround jumper is good in the face of Ryland Bynum. 2-2-1 pressure from the Skiers. Johnson to Gustine. Gustine quickly across the time stripe. Gustine trying to get out of a double team. And this one, they're going to call. Delta's going to call the timeout. What happened? It'll be a 30-second by Rod Baines, the Delta Cabinet Company timeout. Newer pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. I'm going to take a guess and say we have a little more than 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Workman with the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound for the Panthers. Looks like it's going to go to Gustine in the backcourt. Johnny G across the time stripe. Picks up his dribble. Gets it to Bynum now. Runner is good from right side of the lane by Johnson. Tucker with 13. Godomsky to Ruiz Zuniga. Now Porter Lee at the top. Back to Ruiz Zuniga. Now Godomsky. Godomsky tries to work it in the lane. Now back out to Ruiz Zuniga. Long pass to Lucas Lee. Lucas Lee. And they're going to call Connor Workman for the foul. Not sure why. I thought he was going for the ball. He may have gotten his shoulder in there first, I guess. And that'll be the third on Connor. Delta with 16 fouls. Aspen doesn't have any here in the second half. But Joe Grisales will check in for Workman, the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution for the Panthers. Inbound goes underneath. It's poked away by Rosales, picked up by Bynum. Ryland will bring it across half court. Ryland to his right, dishes to Rosales. Rosales in the lane. Little bounce pass to Gustine. Gustine in the lane now. They kick it out to Johnson. They're going to call a foul on Lucas Lee. I think Delta may have gotten away with a travel. They're going to say it was on the floor, and that will be Lee's third and the first team foul for Aspen here in the half. Shea Corpella will check back into the game for the Skiers on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution, and he immediately will steal the inbound pass. Corpella spots for an 8-inch creation street ball. It's offline. He had to alter the flight of that ball. And Aspen's going to be teed up. Head coach Corey Parker said something the official didn't like. And he immediately teed up Parker. So Johnson to the line for two. He'll miss the first. See what he can do here with his second. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throw. He makes it. So Delta will have the ball back. Jocene will have the Dowdy Stealing Machine inbound. The official, not sure what he's looking at here with the scorekeeper, or with the clock operator, but they got it figured out. Gustine with the ball in the backcourt, brings it across midcourt, gets the screen from Brendan Zaire, and tries to get it underneath to a cutting Rosales, but the ball will bounce off a Skier and out of bounds. Delta maintains possession. Johnson tries to get the ball into Rosales. It'll be knocked away by Ruiz Zuniga and out of bounds. Delta will still maintain possession. Nope, they're going to say it was out off of Delta. Nope. It was out off of Aspen. It's Delta's ball. Aspen thought it was out off of Delta. And they convinced Delta, but not the officials. Inbound, going to be knocked away by Ruiz Zuniga. So hopefully Delta can get the Saudi Stealing Machine inbound to work for them here. Delta's going to call a Delta Cabinet Company timeout. Three inbounds passes, knocked away by Aspen. And Coach Ames is going to draw a play up to hopefully get this ball in for the Panthers. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. So Delta will now try to execute the inbound play. They do. Goes to Tucker Johnson. Now Rosales is at the top of the key. A&M creation three ball, no good. A rebound by Porter Lee. Now up ahead in transition. Simon Holloway will not get the bucket, but I do think he's going to go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton, RE/MAX Mountain West free throws. Foul's going to be called, I believe, on Gossing. Nope, it's Rosales. That'll be his first. The 1935's Out and Steel Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. So Holloway makes both shots from the charity stripe. Delta quickly up the court now. Bynum, crossover, looking baseline, tries to go off the backboard and can't get it to go, but he's going to go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and RE/MAX Mountain West free throws. Looks like that's going to be the third foul on Ruiz Zuniga. This is also third team foul on the skiers. Delta's got seven. Bynum makes the first bucket. And Ryland can't get the bounce on the second one. Portella directing traffic now. Little ball fake now. Underneath to Gadomski, who can't get the bucket, but he'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and RE/MAX Mountain West free throws. I think about 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. The bounce he misses off the front iron. Drains the second. Aspen ahead by 20. 57-37 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. This is going to be Diego Gutierrez checking into the game for Delta with the Grant makes a motorsport substitution. He gets the ball underneath the basket and can't get it to go. It's blocked. Back at the other end, Aspen has Coppola driving the lane and gets the lay-in to go as he switches from his right to the left underneath the basket. Delta works it up ahead to Bear. Over to Sprout. Annotation's three ball, no good. Rebound, Bynum. Clay in the lane. Now they try to get it underneath to Bear. It'll be knocked out of bounds by the Spears. Delta to the inbound. It'll be Bynum with the Dowdy Steel and Machine inbound. It's going to go to the right corner and Bear. Bear now gets in the paint. Finger roll no good, but he's going to go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton free throws. Brendan Drains the first. Gets the roll on the second. Brendan's got 4 points tonight, unofficially. Portella spins on Clay. I think they're going to call a charge on Portella. Actually, they're going to call a hook as he tried to swim his way around Lando. That'll be the first on Portella. Long, Caddy Steel Machine inbound pass to Sprout, up to Bear. Bear now underneath to Gutierrez. Gets the bench shot to go. Diego with two for his first 2 points. So at the end of three quarters of play, Aspen leads 59-41 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. You want to stay tuned for the final stanza? As I mentioned before, we're going to be back in Delta for a nice little stretch of games. I think 5 to be exact. It'll be nice to be in the friendly confines of the Panther Den, and hopefully I will be joined with my good old broadcast partner, Vaughn Mitchell. Really looking forward to get back on the headsets with Vaughn. Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So Aspen will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Zuniga, Ruiz Zuniga with the Gabby Steel machine inbound. He's trying to work it in the paint to Cortella. Tries to get it shoot over the double team. Misses badly, and Brendan Bears there with the rebound. Clay and in creation three ball. Orlando's got 5. 59-44 Aspen on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Looks like the starters are on the court for Delta. Looks like they might be for the Skiers as well. Cortella with the ball over to Holloway. Now out to Godomsky. Now Ruiz Zuniga at the top. Ruiz Zuniga, the only non-starter out there on the court for the Skiers. Braden Sprout with the steal. And Delta has the ball. Clay. To Gassin at the top of the key, looking over to Lando at the right elbow. Clay tries to get it in. All's going to be stolen by Cortella. Cortella to Godomsky, and in creations, three ball, no good. Rebound, Easton Bear. Easton's got 3 boards on the night. Clay gets the screen from Johnson. Can't get his shot to go. Loose ball. Foul called. It'll be on Tucker. It's going to be his 4th, I believe. 18 fouls for the Panthers. So Aspen's going to, in the bonus, going to be shooting the 1-1. It'll be Porter Lee. He missed both of his free throws last time. By Kenner Goff back into the game for Delta on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Brendan Bear will come in for Delta as well, as Tucker will have a seat with his 4th foul. Looks like we'll get a sub. It's Lucas Lee back into the game for the Skiers, as Lee will take the back end of this 1-1. He gets that one as well. It's 61-44. Aspen. Some 2-1-2 pressure from the Skiers. They back out of it pretty quickly. Bear to Sprout. Sprouty dishes to Brendan. Brendan to Clay at the top. Clay backs up. Now comes forward to his right. Now dishes to Sprout. Sprout. Ball fake. Now Clay on the right side. Clay. Timeout called by Delta. Delta Cabinet Company timeout. And in creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping. And A&M Creations on Main, stopping at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. Sixty-one-44 Aspen on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta really hasn't played a bad game. Aspen's just a really, really good team. You know, when you've got that many seniors that have played this long together, the chemistry is it's not a lot you can do about that. You can't, it's one of those intangible elements that you really cannot guard against or defend against. And, you know, I talked to head coach Corey Parker, who has taken over as head coach from Alex Shrimp, but the two were hired at the same time. Corey was Shrimp's longtime assistant, so he's been with this team as long as Alex has, and they built it together, and just the development of these kids is from when they were really little, and it's paying off for a program that has really kind of had some down years, but has really built itself back up. Delta turns the ball over, and Aston's going to have it back on the other end of the court. Lucas Lee can't get the shot to go. Porter Lee with the rebound, and they're going to call Brendan Bayer for a foul. I'll see Porter Lee to the line for two. Skeeter's in the double now. We'll make the first. And the second. So it's a 19-point advantage for the Skeeters, 63-44 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay brings it up, dishes to Bear. Brendan tries to get around, gets in the lane, shot is good. Brendan with 7 points now on the night. And we're going to have another foul called on Hunter Goff, who has just got his hands full with Shea Corsella. And Workman will check in. That's Hunter's third. Corpella to the line for two. Corpella with a rare miss. It's off the front iron. Now Workman's going to come in for Easton Bear. The Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Corpella will make the second. 64-46. Aspen on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And Corpella gets between Clay and Goff and knocks that pass out of bounds. Not quite sure how much time is left in the game, but I'd venture to guess maybe around about 5 minutes. Workman into Clay. Clay gets the screen from there. Now to Sprout for the free throw line. Shot is good, and he will go to the line for an and one. So, a Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throw forthcoming from Braden Sprout. Braden can't get it to go. It's off the front iron. Brendan Bear with the rebound, has his putback blocked, and then will foul Francesi going for the rebound on the shot. So Francesi to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Rylan Bynum checks into the game with the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. Hunter Goff will have a seat. Francesi misses the first off the front iron. He'll make the second. Aston leads 65 48 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay across midcourt. Clay takes it himself. Can't get the basket, but he'll go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratton and Remax Mountain West free throws. Modern Appliance serving Western Colorado with top of the line appliances for over 72 years. Just see Jim and his friendly staff at Modern Appliance, 152 Main Street in Delta, for all your appliance needs. Lando makes the first. Can't get the second, and Aspen has the rebound. Landon with 6 points on the evening. Ball goes into the right corner. Now they work it into the paint to Francesi. Francesi picks up his dribble. Now gets it out to Nunez. Long skip pass to the top and Gadomski. Gadomski back to Nunez. Nunez trying to back his way in. Gets in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound Delta. That's Clay. Lando with four. Sprout on the other end. Can't get the bucket. Rebound Aspen. Porter Lee trying to drive to the hoop, and he's going to be fouled. I'm going to say just a little more than 60 seconds left in the ball game. Lee will go to the line for two. Greg and Christy Stratman, Remax Mountain West free throws. Lee makes the first. Easton Bear will check back into the game on the Grand Mesa Motorsports substitution. And Lee makes it. It'll be 67-49 Aspen on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Clay dishes to Sprout. Sprout looks to drive the lane. Floater in the lane, partially blocked. He gets the ball back, then dishes to Clay. Clay, five-foot jumper, no good. Out of bounds off of Brendan Easton there. Duffin back into the game for the Panthers. Landon Clay will catch his breath on the bench. Gadomski ahead to Nunez. Nunez back out to Gadomski. Gadomski to Porter Lee at the top. Lee to Gadomski. Gadomski back to Lee in the lane. Lee kicks it out to Nunez. Nunez trying to break the double team. And now Porter Lee lay it underneath is good. Aspen's lead is 20-69-49 on the Sunflower Room school board. Easton Baird with the bucket for Delta. And obviously, I said a little while ago that I thought there was a little more than 60 seconds left in the game. It was a little more than 4 minutes. As Aspen bumps the lead back up to 20. Justine to Sprout. Now they try to get it in the paint to Bear. Three-footer jumper, no good. Rebound Aspen. Domsky. Porter Lee at the top. They work it in the paint to Nunez. Excuse me, to Lucas. Lee back out to Porter, and he drains the A&M Creations three ball. Bynum with the basketball for the Panthers, looking for the screen from Easton Bear. He'll pick up his dribble. Now over to Workman on the left elbow. Inside the paint to Easton. Jumper no good. Aspen gets the rebound, and Skier's going to take a Delta Cabinet Company timeout. So, looking ahead for the Panthers, as I mentioned, we We'll be back in the friendly confines of the Panther Den. On Saturday, we've got Moffat County. A week from today, looks like we've got Coleridge coming to Delta, and then at the end of next week, Assault Friday, Central on Saturday, and then only a week left of the season after that, and two of those three games are also at home, so Delta with a really long home stretch now to follow up this long stretch of roadies. Aspen with the basketball, left corner. Leave that. I'm not sure who that was. Oh, Lucas Lee. He drives the baseline and can't get the reverse to go. Delta with the rebound. Shot by Gossin on the other end, no good, and out of bounds off of Delta. Aspen with the basketball. Gadomski at the top. They work it around the perimeter. Now inside, now back out to Nunez. Nunez over to Lucas Lee in the left corner. Shot no good. Rebound Clay. The fifth board for Landers. Johnny Gossin spots up with an A&M creation three ball from the left side and cuts Aston's lead back to 20. Johnny G with 10 on the night. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Basketball, presented by Jerry Reiner, State Farm Insurance.
Deal & Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel & Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel & Machine.
Mark Cantor back here at Aspen High School. Skiers lead by 20, 74-54 in the Sunflower Room. Scoreboard looks like Delta is going to bring some 1-2-1 pressure. As Aspen able to break the press. Nunez around the horn to Lucas Lee. Now back to Nunez on the right corner. Nunez to Gadomski. Gadomski at the top. Over to Francesi on the left side. Francesi back to Gadomski. Gadomski taking his time. Now kicks it out to Francesi. A&M creation's free ball. No good. It's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. So Aspen will have the Dowdy Steel Machine inbound underneath the basket. Goes to Gadomski on the left side. He'll bring it back out to almost half court. It goes to Francesi. Francesi in the paint kicks it out to Lucas Lee. They work it all the way around to Nunez. Nunez now back to the top. Now Lee. Lee in the paint. Back out as Aspen's going to run this clock down as much as they can. Less than a minute here. And actually that is the ball game. Player of the game tonight. We'll give it to Tucker J tonight. Tucker had 14 points and 3 boards. Johnny Gossin, honorable mention, with 10 points, an assist, and a steal tonight. Brendan Baer with 6 points, 4 rebounds, and an assist. Braden Sprouse had 4 points, a rebound, an assist, and a steal. Diego Gutierrez came off the bench, got a couple of points, same for Ryland Bynum. Bynum also had a rebound. Easton Baer had 4 points and 3 boards, and Hunter Goff had 4 points and a board. Like I said, Panthers finally return home this Saturday. We'll host Moffitt County. The girls are scheduled to tip at 2. With the boys to follow, I'll be streaming just a little before the girls tip off. Once again, the final score of tonight's game was Aspen 74, Delta 54. You've been streaming Delta Panthers basketball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance. Have a good night.